AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's One Boston Day, a new tradition that's grown out of the tragic events 2 years ago.
I had finished the race and we were heading towards the buses and we heard an explosion. We turned around and we saw the smoke at the start of the finish line. And then we heard another explosion and then there was more smoke.
That was a woman who ran the Boston Marathon 2 years ago today when two bombs went off at the finish line, killing three people and injuring hundreds more. Liz Norden's two adult sons each lost a leg that day.
I look and see how brave they've been, and, you know, they've accepted what happened to them. So it's time that I should be able to accept, you know.
Mayor Marty Walsh and Governor Charlie Baker unveiled commemorative banners this morning at the site of the explosions on Boylston Street. One Boston Day, the new tradition they're announcing, encourages Bostonians to be kind and generous as a response to a violent act 2 years ago. Overseas now, where the European Union is slamming Google, accusing it of misusing its position online. EU official Margrethe Vestager.
Our preliminary view in the statement of objection is that in its general internet search results, Google artificially favors its own comparison shopping service and that this constitutes an abuse.
So the EU is filing an antitrust complaint against Google, which denies it's stifling competition. Investigators are also looking into Google's Android mobile system in a move that could cost Google billions if it loses the fight. The Islamic State group is fighting fiercely in Anbar province today. Residents say that they captured three villages in the area. The militants' big push comes after they lost big earlier this month when they were forced from Tikrit. This is AP Radio News. The fight to redefine lower-wage jobs is ratcheting up today. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Labor organizers are planning their biggest day of protests yet for pay of $15 an hour and a union for fast food and other low-wage workers, with demonstrations in more than 230 cities and college campuses. Today's push comes 2 weeks after McDonald's announced a pay bump for workers at its company-owned stores. The Fight for $15 campaign is being spearheaded by the Service Employees International Union. It began in late 2012 with fast food workers. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The FBI and the NYPD are announcing a reward of up to $115,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction in an unsolved 2008 bombing at a Times Square military recruitment station. Nobody was injured, but the police commissioner says there were a lot of people in the area at the time and somebody well could have been. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.